We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Jimmy, what happened to the music here? What are we doing?
It's been hijacked again.
Oh, this is Solana. Solana took over, because every time I hear this song, you know that I get annoyed by this. Why? What is the reason here, Solana? Why did you hijack the music?
Just felt like we got to vibe a little, baby, on a Friday.
We were vibing.
No, we weren't. We got to vibe a little.
Jimmy opened the show with Snap, the power. We were vibing.
Around the world. Around the...
Oh, Crowder's here?
Around the world.
This song is terrible.
It's just we played it too much. The song is fine, but Solana played it every. That's why he lost the music job. But I don't understand why he decided to take it from Jimmy at 4 o'clock on a Friday. Like, you just took it. Jimmy, did you just allow him to take it from you?
He's like, you better give me back my music privileges. Yeah, exactly.
What did he say?
Let me give you the stock market report. Dolphins have made it official, by the way, that they released Emmanuel Ogba. They sent out a press release, so they have made that official. I'll get to that in a second. First, the stock market report, sponsored by Miami Lakes Auto Mall. Start the new year in a new ride with no payments for 90 days. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Dow Jones finishes up 62 points today. S&P 500 up just under 2 points, and the NASDAQ down 44 points. The Dow rises to close at a fresh record, and the S&P 500 hits an all-time high. So pretty good week on Wall Street. Give you a little cat talk as well. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. It was a rough loss for the Panthers last night. I felt like they outplayed Carolina, and the Hurricanes scored with 18 seconds left on a ridiculous goal. So the Panthers don't even get a point out of it, which you thought they might because you thought it was going to go to overtime. So rough one, and a rough loss for the Hockman gambling family as well. We had a couple live bets working there that came crashing to a halt when the Hurricanes were able to take care of that game. But Panthers return home now for 3 games. So tomorrow night, they host Washington at the Amerant Bank Arena. Tuesday night, they host Buffalo. And Thursday night, they will host Montreal. So there's your upcoming schedule for the red hot Florida Panthers, even with a loss on last night.
The kids on Saturday. Saturday night, they got a game tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow night against Washington. And I think the Heat are on the road for four, right? I think the
The Heat are on the road for the next four. No, but the Panthers don't play Washington tomorrow. They play Buffalo tomorrow, right?
I thought it was Washington tomorrow and Buffalo on Tuesday.
I could have that wrong. I was saying Buffalo during headlines the entire time. Maybe I have that wrong. My bad.
Don't check it out, because I was at Publix. You know I like to talk to people, and the guy told me they play Washington.
No, it's my fault. They play at the Capitals tomorrow at 6, and they play the Sabres Tuesday at 7.
Yeah, if you're going to the game tomorrow, it's a 6 o'clock puck drop.
Yeah.
6 o'clock.
I'm going to take the kids.
I think you should. I think there's another Miami game. Is that tomorrow or is that Sunday, the one in L.A.?
Inter-Miami?
Yeah.
That's Sunday.
Sunday.
My kids love hockey in person. They can't watch it for 18 seconds on TV.
hockey is the best in-person sport. Yeah. I give you the I'll wrap this into 15 minutes of heat, even though we'll talk more. But 15 minutes of heat is brought to you by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Start the new year in a new ride with no payments for 90 days. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Give you the heat schedule as long as I just gave you the upcoming Panthers schedule. So the Heat are back in action tonight. This will open the second half or the start of the season after All-Star break. Four games on the road. Tonight in New Orleans, then Monday, Sacramento, Tuesday, Portland, and Thursday in Denver. And remember, that Portland game coming up Tuesday, that would have been a big national game, right, Solana? Because that would have been Damian Lillard returning to Portland with the Heat for the first time.
Remember, but it was on national. It was one of TNT. The few nationally televised games Portland had this season.
They actually took it off. They yanked it, right? They put on like a dog walking video, an infomercial. Anything but Heat Trailblazers in Portland. That would have been a big game. But that, so the Heat, they're on the road tonight and then the next three games after that. So next week, you'll be working some late nights, Solana.
I will, yeah. It's the final West Coast trip of 2024. They close out February. Out on the West Coast.
You got unscathed in February again because we gave it to you on February 1st, but we really haven't brought it up since, have we?
Not really. There's just too much going on, you know, with Marlins spring training opening up tomorrow. There's just way too much going on.
And you got engaged.
He got engaged.
That is beautiful.
I did.
And it was a wise idea to do it in February because you'll always have that.
Yes.
In fact, you should schedule your wedding for February 1st so that it's always overshadowing.
February comes February. In front of it. Yeah. When you get married?
I don't know. I haven't thought that far ahead.
Hold Does he out. Look different, though? Looks, you know, like...
He does. He looks weird.
He's got, you know, responsibilities and
ugly sweater on.
The whole new world for Solana.
I finally had sex too. That was cool.
No, you gotta wait till wedding night.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right.
Gotta wait till the wedding.
That's right. My bad.
Jump the gun.
My bad.
Hey man, I'm gonna give you some. I'm gonna write some stuff up for you for wedding night.
I'm going to write some stuff up for you too. It's opening the checks because that, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, Jack.
Tell you how to open them without getting a paper cut.
Man, listen. Once they start looking at your deposits and withdrawals, Solana, it's going to get ugly.
Uh-huh. So what did Eduardo and Deborah say when you told them, I'm guessing before you left, you told them that you were going to ask Valentina to marry you. Mm-hmm. What was their advice? How long have your parents been married?
My parents have been married a long time. I think since 79 or 80. So, I don't know. What is that? Like 40-something years?
Wow. A long time?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did they share any words of wisdom?
Yeah. I mean, my mom was very happy, moved to tears. You know, I'm the baby of the family. I'm the youngest of three siblings. So she was very emotional. And my father, well, he was out in the balcony smoking a cigarette. And then he came back inside, and I told him the news, and he said, no, okay. And then he went back out to the balcony to smoke another cigarette. And that was how that played out.
I was a celebratory grit.
Yeah. Bro, you want to talk about celebratory grits? These Italians, brother.
They love to smoke, right?
They love their grits, man. Heaters all day, everywhere.
That was cool.
Yeah.
I saw it on social media. We talked about it, but yeah, when I saw the post, I was like, oh, man, look at that. I want to tickle your little chin. Look at the little man coming up here with us.
Great couple. Just a great couple.
Well, great wife.
His great husband. Wife. I said, man, appreciate her because she checks every box. And
she's going to carry him.
I mean.
Oh, he's Pippin. In this marriage, he's Pippin.
It reminds me of me and my wife. I mean, her back still hurts from carrying me for the first dozen years. I didn't know if I was coming or going. I didn't know what was going on. Lori was, you know, slow and steady and kept the ship afloat. And yeah, trust me, don't screw that up, Solana.
Never mind.
Shudder. Solana, I shudder to think of my life if I had not screwed that up.
You're not Pippen. You're Tony Kukoc. She's Jordan. You're BJ Armstrong. She's Jordan.
Did you see, by the way, that Luke Longley? Did you see this story?
I did, yeah.
Who's I can't remember the three guys now.
It's your boy, Rob.
Scottie Pippen, Grant. Horace Grant, and Luke Longley.
Yeah.
They're having a tour that kind of rebuts everything you saw in the Michael Jordan documentary. What was that called?
The Last Dance.
Last Dance. So it's their truth about The Last Dance. And it's Pippen, Horace Grant, and Luke Longley. And I guess, you know what else is coming here? I meant to tell you this, Crowder. Coming, I think it's to the Parker Playhouse. I know it's in Fort Lauderdale. It's one of the smaller playhouses. It's the entire cast of Napoleon Dynamite.
What?
And they sit on stage and they tell stories about filming the movie. And, you know, it's them today, all of them. And they take questions from the audience. Yeah, it's a night with the cast from Napoleon Dynamite.
I'm in.
I know. I saw it popped up on one of my Instagram ads, and I'm like, oh, my God, Crowder would love this.
Oh, send that to me. I'm going.
I think it's in the next week or so.
Oh, I'm there. I'm going.
Is he?
I love to see Pedro.
Right?
Are any of those guys famous outside of Napoleon? Like, who played Napoleon Dynamite?
Don't know his name, but
that
I love
it. That was John Hader.
John Hader. Yeah, but I Googled it too, but I wouldn't have known
No,
that.
No, I know him. Like he did that ice skating movie.
Blades of Glory. Blades of Glory.
Yeah, he's pretty funny. He did another movie I watched recently.
The Benchwarmers. He's in the Benchwarmers too.
Yes.
Yeah. He's had a decent career. The guy who played Pedro. No, not Pedro. The guy who played Uncle Rico. He was in White Lotus.
Yes, he was
the
old white lady's husband in the White Lotus.
Correct.
That's
in,
right.
in both seasons of yes. White Lotus. He yes. was terrific in it. It's in 2 days. Napoleon Dynamite Live. It's at the Parker in Fort Lauderdale. I'm telling you, I'm fat. I don't love the movie as much as you do. I like it, but I don't love it as much as you do. But I'm almost tempted
Is this
to
Sunday?
Go see this. The beloved indie classic Napoleon Dynamite was made almost 20 years ago. Since then, much has changed, but the characters, as enduring as they are endearing, stay in our hearts. Appealing to the inner teenager in each of us, the story and, more importantly, the dialogue makes Napoleon Dynamite one of the most quoted movies of our time. Napoleon Dynamite makes us laugh and laugh hard over and over again. This unique evening includes a full screening of Napoleon Dynamite, followed by a lively, freewheeling, moderated discussion with fan-favorite cast members John Hader, who played Napoleon Dynamite, Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro, and John Grice, who played Uncle Rico.
Hmm.
I want to go to that.
I don't want to watch the movie and stare
at
them.
I kind of do want to watch the movie with a crowd of people. I always find that to be entertaining as well.
I don't want to talk to them. Well, I want a meet and greet.
You can get tickets for fairly cheap. I just looked it up. They're like $50 to get in.
Yeah, I mean, if it's playing the Parker, you know, it's not. They're not playing Hard Rock.
I'll do better than them on the comedy show.
I wish more movies would do that. I think that's such a great idea. But you can't do that with a lot of movies because you have to have like stars of the movies of a beloved movie that aren't so big that they don't mind going to discuss the movie with crowds across the country. You know, like it's a tough line to narrow.
Yeah. What does the Parker hold?
I'm going to guess like 1500 maybe.
Yeah. That's like a lot of stars aren't going to come.
Right. I mean, you're not going to get the cast of Top Gun to come together at the Parker. But a lot of movies where the actors would show up for something like this, it's not a memorable movie. So, like, it's like this real narrow niche.
1,100 people at the Parker Playhouse.
1,100?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I throw that ball over those mountains.
He's so good in that.
I saw a Beatles cover band at the Parker Playhouse a couple of years ago.
Oh, I love a Beatles cover band.
So good. So good.
Well, let's get headlines here so we don't get too far off track, because we're already getting far off track. And the breaking news is Emmanuel Ogba getting released by the Dolphins.
Yeah, they're driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Ogba officially released by the Miami Dolphins. David Fiones of the Sun Sentinel tweeted out that the Dolphins stand to save $13.7 million against the 2024 salary cap by releasing Ogba, $4 million in dead cap. Of course, today we found out officially that the NFL salary cap was raised, record-breaking $255.4 million.
All right. A lot of money.
That's awesome.
And then there's multiple.
The other breaking news.
That's great for the Dolphins.
Well, that's what I was saying. Like, all of a sudden, yeah. You've got, first of all, you're going to release Ogba. And then the other news is that Xavien Howard is going to be released after June 1st. So you're going to have a bunch of money that was due Ogba and Xavien Howard. You have more money available now in the salary cap than they initially thought. And so the notion of being able to sign Christian Wilkins, maybe Tua to a big extension, Andrew Van Ginkle, like the pieces who you're interested in, it all kind of comes together now. Like, you could see it happening very easily.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is that Ogba being gone was not surprising, because they weren't even playing him early on until Jalen Phillips and Bradley Chubb and all those guys got hurt. So Ogba being gone is not surprising. But the Van Ginkles, the Jalen Phillips, the Jalen Waddles, who the Mike Tannenbaum put out some BS on TV, and everybody talking about Jalen Waddles gone because Mike Tannenbaum's failed GM job. He wants to do it on TV now. But we have a lot of guys that want a lot of money coming up. So to your point, Hawk, I'm glad they do have more money in the salary cap. I want to keep Christian Wilkins. He is a top five defensive tackle in this league, as the game is today, rushing the passer and stopping the run, tackles for loss, leading the league and all he does. But we're not going to be able to keep all these guys. So I'm glad we got more salary cap, but we cannot keep all of these guys. We're going to have to make some sacrifices.
Xavien Howard, legendary Miami Dolphin?
No.
Hmm.
Great year.
Eight years with the Dolphins. First team all pro in 2020. Second team all pro in 2018. Four-time pro bowler. Twice he led the league in interceptions.
Great window. Sam Madison's better than him. Pat Surtain.
Right. I immediately go to Sam and Pat. That was when you say legend, I immediately go to Sam and Pat for that position. And Xavien, the one season with the interceptions where it just seemed like they were coming game after game after game, was special.
In 2020. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He balled.
And
yeah.
Had good games. Like I said to Solana at the beginning of the show, like, to have him and Jalen Ramsey back there was great. But if I had to choose one to keep, it's going to be Ramsey.
Mm-hmm. And you saw other teams started picking on him this year.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Buffalo was picking on him in that last game of the season. Like, people get old. He got old. I'm 2020 season, 10 interceptions. Like, that's crazy. But to your point, Solana, legendary Dolphin, like, you scream at me in 20 years, best corner to ever play on the Dolphins. There's no way Xavien Howard's popping up in my mind.
Somebody says Pedro is a club DJ now.
Oh, they probably ain't make much money off that movie, Hawk.
No, for sure not. I just wonder, like, John Hader has made money as an actor because he's done some big budget features since then or whatever. Let's see what Pedro, I gotta find him.
You don't think they've made serious money off of nope. Napoleon Dynamite?
Nope.
They're playing the Parker Playhouse.
Right, but Solana. I mean, they're just trying to get their core fan base involved a little bit. That's a good move by them. What about in, like, residuals? You know?
There's no residuals in movies.
Do you think
Bro,
you
every,
think fast do you think Fast and the Furious could do Parker Playhouse?
Oh, but don't be ridiculous. I mean, you're comparing one of the greatest movie franchises in the history of cinema to a cult classic in Napoleon Dynamite.
I love Napoleon Dynamite, but yeah, it's
right, but it's one of those movies that's like always on. You flip through TNT, TBS, whatever, it's always on.
Right, but they don't make money off that.
Mm-mm.
How is that possible?
Those are movie contracts. I've read a bunch of like Sylvester Stallone doesn't make a dime off Rocky anymore. I don't even think he owns the character anymore. Which is why he didn't appear in the last Creed movie, because he was tired of it. Like,
which is why I didn't know who he was. Go on.
It's the contract.
When
it's
Carl Weathers died, you asked if he played Rocky.
It's I read something that the Lion King, the singer that sung Lion King, like sung the movie of Lion King, they tried to offer him just a buyout. And he was like, no, I want residuals of Lion King. And now, like, it's his whole life.
That was Elton John.
Yeah, it was.
No, it was a black kid.
Oh, so like, the most recent, the live-action Lion King?
No, the other Lion King. The song, the little boy, it was a black kid. I forget his name, but it was a black boy, and he sung the Lion King song.
Can You Feel the Love Tonight from Lion King?
No, it was one of the other ones that he sung.
The love.
The singing voice of Simba when he was young.
Simba's singing voice. And his mom, they wanted to, like, give him $100,000. His mom's like, no, we want residuals. And, like, his whole family's living off that now.
Mm. Yeah, if you can get that kind of deal, it's, I mean, you're taking a gamble, too, because you don't know how big it's going to be. But, yeah, that's a better deal than a one-time payment.
Well, that sucks. No wonder they're playing the Parker Playhouse. Damn.
I'm going to go.
Yeah, but when you make an indie movie like that, like, you don't expect that it's going to be a cult classic. Like, you just don't, like, you have no idea.
Right.
So you're John Hader, and you've never had a movie role before, a starring movie role, and, you know, like, yeah, you do it to further your career.
Yeah. Crowder, I imagine you'll be the only former NFL player in this crowd.
Oh, 100%, yeah. People hate on Napoleon Dynamite. I'm gonna go.
You might be the
vote
only
for Pedro.
You might be the only black person in that crowd as well.
I used to wear a vote for Pedro shirt to Dolphin games when I was playing.
Would you like to know how much John Hader made to star in Napoleon Dynamite?
Oh, less than $1 million. $400,000.
Would you like to guess?
$90,000.
Jimmy?
$9,900.
Come on, Jimmy.
$1,000.
No.
John Hader was paid $1,000. The movie grossed $40 million.
That's impossible.
And if he made $1,000, I can't even begin to tell you what Pedro
Oh,
made.
Lord. Pedro. They just bought Pedro lunch. There's no way they gave that man $1,000 to play that movie.
Cost Pedro $600 to start. No. Yeah, $1,000.
Pedro
says
out of
here.
Their pocket.
I mean, that's, again, I'm reading on the internet, but there's several stories and pages that have him earning $1,000.
That's crazy, man. Doesn't even, it seems illegal for that to be fair. Like, it doesn't make sense. The studio made $40 million, and these guys all got one check, one G.
How much they pay LaFonda?
She was great. Was that not the best plot twist? Because you thought it was a scam, and they actually loved you. Right? That was a huge plot twist, wasn't
yeah.
it?
How much they pay LaFonda?
Oh, it says here from Fox Searchlight, part of what helped keep the budget low, Hader, the film star, was paid $1,000 for being in the film. Don't worry. After Napoleon Dynamite became a hit, he was given further compensation.
Another $1,000.
Shot him $1,200 later on. Here you go, brother.
Like, hey, we got a 100% raise. I mean,
they gave him a llama, too.
Excellent movie reference, Jimmy.
Just to wrap up your headlines, Heat at Pelicans tonight. That is a 8 p.m. start time. I'll get you started at 6:45 after our show. Canes hoops at Georgia Tech tomorrow. Marlins spring training begins tomorrow, 105 versus the Cardinals. Canes baseball, they open up a 3-game series tonight. Long Island University in town. First pitch is at 7 from Mark Light Field. Canes women's basketball at Clemson Sunday at 2 p.m. Inter Miami, they're at the LA Galaxy Sunday, 8:30 p.m. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Partly cloudy. It's around 80 degrees tonight. The lows will be in the low 70s. That's your weather.
All right. We broke down Napoleon Dynamite, not necessarily the Dolphins' moves, but whatever. I mean, listen, you can't win them all here.
Lucky.
No. I always wondered, like, if somebody's a pop culture phenomenon for a particular thing, you would think. Remember, there was a story, it was a few years ago. The guy on the Cosby Show who played, it was Sandra's husband. Someone took a picture of him. Someone took a picture of him working at Trader Joe's. And you would think, wow, the guy was in Cosby Show probably for about 3 seasons. Yeah. And he was a pretty recognizable character, but he didn't get much work after that. But you feel like, well, if I can recognize him for something that he did on television or movies or whatever, he had to have made enough to subsist. But he obviously didn't. He was working at Trader Joe's.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder about, like, real sensations. He was a bit actor on a hugely popular TV show. Like, you know, real one hit wonder, like the Los Del Rio did Macarena.
Yeah. Is he set for life?
Right. Like,
or even speaking of cops, like Theo. I haven't seen Theo in anything else.
Oh yeah. He had Malcolm, what was it? Malcolm Jamal Warner show or something. Like he had a show. He's done plenty of stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but I'm with you. Like, that, those people, like, you're recognizable. Screech. I just saw
he's
Screech.
He's dead.
Huh?
He's dead.
Hmm.
So where'd you see him?
Publix.
Yeah, he died of cancer a couple of years ago.
Not Screech. I'm talking about the other nerd, the black one.
Oh, Urkel.
I saw Urkel, and he's doing like $100,000 pyramid stuff.
Right. Yeah. Because Urkel, first of all, guys that get typecast like that. Yeah. But he's a guy, like, he was on a show long enough where he gets residuals from Family Matters. Like, he was on it long enough where he gets residuals. I'm not telling you that he's making $8 million a year off Family Matters, but he's making bread off it. I'm talking like, This one time, you know, where it's all you see for a month. And then what?
That's TikTok culture, though, isn't it? Where, like, these young kids, we've talked about it, the Catch Me Outside girl and, like, all these people.
Well, she made a heck of a career out of being bad baby.
Have you seen what she's doing now?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's making money hand over fist with her hand in her fist.
I didn't know if you had that thread, huh?
Right, we got to take a break. We'll come back.
Oh, you gotta roll down the road with Hugh Savings of Edmore Sawgrass, Buick GMC, my man Chris Atkins, and his team at Edmore Sawgrass Buick GMC. They are hooking you up with great deals right now. And trust me, they will not be beat on price. Check out the new 2023 GMC Sierra. Lease payments right now, only $289 a month. Or you can drive it home right now for just $11,355. Plus, Edmore Sawgrass Buick GMC, they're your lease return headquarters, which means you will get paid for just returning your lease to them. Hit the road and save on the new Sierras, just $289 a month or under $12,000 off the lot at Edmore Sawgrass Buick GMC, or shop on EdmoreSawgrassBuickGMC.com. When it comes to your next vehicle, do like I did. Just make sure you're backed by Morris. GMC, we are professional grade.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
No one understands Interstellar. And when you pretend that you do, you're the worst human.
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Looking at the text machine, just based on the last segment, which was way too long a segment as it was, but looking at the text machine, Elvin was the guy's name who I was trying to think of, who ended up working at Trader Joe's. Somebody suggests that he was living off Cosby Show residuals, but then after the rape charges against Cosby and then he went to jail, that a lot of television stations stopped showing reruns, and so the residual money actually dried up for him. But I do remember, and it says here via text, that he'd started getting a lot of work after the Trader Joe's picture came out. Somebody else says the guy from Gangnam Style, and people always use this guy as an example. His name is Psy, P-S-Y. He did Gangnam Style. He is not a one-hit wonder
at all.
If you have ever seen his concerts in Korea, he's the guy that jumps out from under the stage. You always see the gifs of him. That guy sells out stadiums. Psy is one of the most popular South Korean performers in history. Gangnam Style was a huge American hit and a worldwide hit, but that dude makes bank. He literally sells out stadiums.
He's a superstar. Like, he really
he's
is.
He's a superstar.
Yeah.
He is a legit superstar. Like, that's a guy who can't go anywhere without being noticed in Asia. Like, that's how popular he is. Gangnam Style for us, one hit wonder, but he is a worldwide superstar. Anyway, we all got on that topic from Napoleon Dynamite, which was an interesting topic to get on from Emmanuel Ogba and Xavier Howard. But it is what it is. So the Heat tonight. Let me ask you, I was going to do 15 minutes of Heat, and I did that very abbreviated version of it. Heat tonight. I'll give you a couple over-unders, Solana. You tell me who you like here. Heat are 2.5-point underdogs in New Orleans, and Jimmy will play tonight, right, Solana?
Yeah, Jimmy Butler is going to play tonight for sure.
All right, so Jimmy's over-under is 21.5. Bam's over-under is 20.5. Tyler Hero, 18.5.
Tyler is a game-time decision, by the way.
Duncan Robinson, 13.5. Do you like any of those over-unders?
If we're going off trends, right, prior to the All-Star break, and I guess what do? Hawk? You throw it out because you had an eight-day rest. Guys haven't played in 8 days, and Jimmy hasn't played in 16 days, 17 days.
Yeah, I would almost look at it as the start of a new season.
I like Duncan over, but the Pelicans are a tough team to score against. They're really good defensively, and obviously hard to get into the paint, which is why I like Duncan. I like somebody on the outside knocking down shots. Duncan's been playing outstanding, so I like Duncan over 13.5.
All right.
I like Tyler under.
Tyler under 18.5?
Yeah, because like you said, he's questionable. Like, you can't work him. He might not play, and if he does play, they can't work the hell out of him.
Zion tonight, over under. Oh, I told you earlier in the show that Stephen A. Smith was crushing Zion Williamson today on First Take. I think it was on First Take. Maybe he was a guest on Get Up. But he was crushing him. The New Orleans Pelicans tweeted out a picture of Stephen A. Smith and his stat line, you know, from his one season of basketball, you know, where he averaged 1.5 per game, but apparently only played one game in his career, and it's impossible to average 1.5 if you played only one game. But all they did, because he crushed Zion, all they did was tweet out the picture of him and the stat line. That's pretty funny. So, anyway, Heat Pelicans tonight. You can hear it on this radio station. What time is preheat, Solana?
So it's an 8 p.m. start time, so I'll be live on the air. 6:45, me and Tommy Tighe at 7:30, and then Jason Jackson on the call from Smoothie King Center.
Yeah.
Smoothie King Center. Love that. At 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Zion likes his with bacon in it.
Even A is trending.
A bacon smoothie.
New Orleans Pelicans have also tweeted out, flock it, Stephen A. Smith. Here's some highlights. And it's highlights of Stephen A. sailing one when he was pitching the showing the first pitch, when he was throwing the first pitch at Yankee Stadium. They've got him holding the Wilt Chamberlain 1.5. It's just a whole series. They've got him shooting an air ball.
Have you guys seen?
I'm with Stephen A. though. I'm on it with the Zion stuff. I'm just not as famous as Stephen A., so it doesn't pick up the traction. But bro, Zion is embarrassing to himself.
He's had an embarrassing career. I won't deny it. He had a good game last night.
He's gonna have one. He's too. This is why we talk about Zion and we don't talk about, I don't know, Marcus Smart. Like, Zion is so talented that he should be good, but he'll never get out of his own way to be as good as he can be, and it's why I criticize and why Stephen A. criticizes.
To be fair, though, we talk about Zion because he was a number one overall pick. That's why we talk about Zion Williamson and not why we talk about Marcus Smart.
Well, he was college basketball player of the year.
And he is stupid talented.
Right, but to be
and
fair,
with his body size, the way that, like, he should be a dominant force.
He's averaging 25 a game this season. That it's not like he's a bum. I'm not even trying to defend Zion Williamson.
I'm with you. But his career has been a disappointment, and I'm a Zion defender.
It has, because
but his career has been a disappointment.
His first season, he only played 24 games, and then he didn't play all of 21-22, and then last year he only played 29 games. And then remember, he didn't want to come back at the end of the season. They're in the playoff run, they're in the play-in tournament, and he didn't want to play. And he says he wanted to play, but we all kind of know he didn't. This year, he's played 45 games at this point. So it's not 100%.
He's having his best season. He's having his best season. There's no question, which is why the Pelicans are fighting back against what Stephen A. had to say today.
Right.
They haven't fought back over the last few seasons when people have criticized Zion Williamson. But because he criticized him today, coming off the performance last night, so Stephen A. responds to the Pelicans and says, because it's the graphic of him, 1990-91 season, points per game, 1.5, assists, 1. And Stephen A. says, can't score when you can't play due to a devastating knee injury. That's my fact. Now, what's y'all excuse for never winning anything? Can't wait to see y'all in April, May, and June. We won't even go there. Good luck. Tell my boys, Coach Green and CJ, I'm always rooting for them. But again, there's a reason that the Pelicans have a little bit of ability to clap back at something this season. It's because he's having the best season that he's had.
But he should be on the – his ability should be on the level of KD, LeBron, and Steph.
I agree.
Like he – and that's the thing, and that's why we argue about it, because I understand what you're saying, Hawk. When you're saying he could win MVP, God put him in a physical – in a physically capable of winning an MVP. But I don't think he can literally do it because of the fact that he's not going to put the work in. He's not going to have the – Kobe, the Mamba mentality, how LeBron does, the Zero Dark 30, what we saw Jordan do in Last Dance and all that. It's when you see somebody that talented and you don't see the drive and the grind of the past greats we've seen, that's why I just say there's no chance Zion's going to be an MVP because he really doesn't want to be. He wants to get paid and he wants to just enjoy being an NBA player, but he is not going to put the God-given talent he has to the full maximum potential that it can do. And that's my thing about Zion.
He's got the Kobe beef mentality.
He doesn't have the Black Mamba, he has the Black Angus. You got the Mamba mentality? Nah, the Angus. Angus mentality.
You see the Black Mamba over there? This black licorice over here. I love licorice. All right, 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up. I don't know where you go from there. I don't know.
Black Angus. If you have been in a car accident.
Good cut of meat, the Black Angus and the Kobe beef, of course.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Man, yeah. That man, I got stuff. What that W5 Wagyu?
Oh.
Man, come on. It's butter.
I can't believe what you're eating.
I don't even know how did they make meat that good.
You cannot believe what you're eating.
Waste of money.
Not real Zion. Japanese Wagyu. Waste of money here the Bobo Wagyu.
Yeah. I don't want no Wagyu from Missouri.
Exactly.
Yeah. I want that Japanese, that real deal.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You look slightly zooted.
You know, I might have tailgated a little bit.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.